Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Even if you're not a sports fan, you probably know there's a pretty significant football game this weekend.
That's right. Meghna's already got her beer, her chips, her salsa stored up because, of course, the New England Patriots face the Broncos in Denver in the AFC Championship on Sunday. The winner of that game goes to the Super Bowl.
Now, some of you may be looking forward to this weekend's game, others dreading it, but whatever happens at the game, it will probably be a big topic at work on Monday. I mean, this is New England. It is impossible to avoid sports talk at work. But what if you're not completely au fait with the language of the game? You know, when you don't really understand what's going on when you hear things like this.
New England looks lethal. It's no doubt about it. I have to sit here in just complete admiration from what I witnessed. Denver, Peyton Manning is going to have to put up about 40 to win this game.
Well, that's sports journalist Stephen A. Smith previewing the game on ESPN's First Take. Now, I've got a gentleman sitting across the table from me. His name is Frank Conway. And Frank, let me just start by asking you a quick question. When you hear that Peyton Manning is going to have to put up about 40 to win this game, what do you think he's talking about?
I think he's talking about what a quarterback would have to achieve in order for the team to win the game. I do recognize that we are talking about football and not, badminton or cricket. So.
Badminton or cricket. Well, you're being a very good sport. And listeners, I have to tell you that Frank Conway is a business consultant from Northampton, and he's participated in this interesting program called Water Cooler Football. We're going to hear more about the genesis of water cooler football in just a moment. But Frank, tell me, clearly it doesn't sound like you're a football expert. And to put you at your ease, neither am I.
Okay. I'm in good company then.
But why did you want to learn more about football and how to talk about it?
I worked abroad, lived and worked abroad for a long time. And so when I returned to the States, I was sensitized to the fact that the kinds of sports people were talking about were different. And the topic of conversations in meeting business clients would sometimes start with sports, which is not the case in every country. So I just realized, okay, I'm not going to talk about the weather. I'm not going to talk about theater. I better get this sports thing down.
And this seems very important because it sounds like you felt it was essential to do business here.
Yeah, I felt it was necessary. I noticed in business context the people that they spent what was for me a surprising amount of time talking about sports and games, and I realized, it was not of interest to me, but I felt like I can't afford not to be interested.
In a minute, I'm going to ask you what difference the program has made to you. But first, let's hear more about it. Diane Darling is one of the creators of Water Cooler Football, and she joins us now. Diane, welcome to the program.
My pleasure. It's a delight to be with you.
So Frank has given us a glimpse into why some people want to learn more about how to talk about football. But tell us, what gave birth to the Water Cooler Football program?
It was a guy in Boston who said to me, I'm left out of conversations. And I turned down invitations to go to football parties. And he realized that he was missing out on a social context. He was also missing out on business connections. And so what's happened is so much of business terminology and sports terminology have become the same. So you might be in a meeting and someone will say, you dropped the ball, mm-hmm. or we got to take a knee. We're in the red zone. What does that mean in a business setting?
Now, you created the program with Gene DeFilippo, the former Boston College athletics director. But what exactly do you teach in water cooler football?
So it's a course that's a mashup, if you will, a bit of networking and a bit of football. I partnered with the former athletic director of Boston College, and we did this at the British Consulate in January, and then we put it up online. And so I start out with the networking piece. When you get invited to a football party, you want to be there before kickoff. That matters. It would be kind of a social faux pas to get there, you know, in the middle of the first quarter. You want to get there beforehand. And then I would kick it off over to Gene, and he would talk about offense, defense, and then he would kick it back over to me, and I would talk about how you get into a conversation or how you get out of a conversation, and then he would start going into the strategy of the game. So people could gain confidence, and people could feel like they could go to an event, be at a football party, even if they didn't understand the game.
Right. So, Frank, you've been through water cooler football. What parts of it did you find helped most? I mean, has it changed or enhanced your ability to do business?
It certainly allowed me to continue discussions and recognize differences, and it gave me some new terminology that helped me plug into things a little more quickly. Sports, and football in particular, is one of the few things, at least in American society, where people talk about it the next day. They've seen something at the same time. Right. Now I'm able to understand that conversation, maybe even care about it a little bit.
Diane, finally, if you'd be so kind, the Pats-Broncos game is coming up this weekend. What's one piece of advice you might give people about how to be able to talk about the game?
Well, I think, you know, it is Pat's Broncos, but it's also Brady versus Manning. And so it's, you know, what does that mean? It's going to be out in Colorado. I used to live in Colorado. Elevation's going to be an issue. I really encourage people, if you feel ever uncomfortable, just use the words tell me and get them talking.
Mm-hmm. Well, Diane Darling is one of the creators of Water Cooler Football. The course is available online now. We will have a link to it at our website, radioboston.org. Diane, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And this interview wasn't a Hail Mary or anything, was it?
No.
I was just punting, though.
Yeah, exactly.
And Frank Conway, a business consultant from Northampton, you converted for the extra points in this interview. Did I do that?
Someone's
right?
been doing homework.
No flags. Thanks so much, Frank.
Thank you, Magna.